the understanding of what this exousia power means. He's forming within us an understanding of what the exousia power of the Lord is. That power of choice, that power, that liberty to do as you please. He's forming an understanding of that within us. Because see, out of this place of the exousia, the authority that He's given to us, we can begin to associate ourselves more closely with Christ. Out of that authority that He's given to us, we can begin to demonstrate the things of God to the world around us. Because when we begin to look and act like Jesus, suddenly our environment changes. When you just speak the name of Jesus, you'll find suddenly the environment changes. When you begin to stand in a power of choice and in agreement, you'll find that your environment changes. The Word says that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. See, when we begin to look and act like Jesus, when we begin to speak and represent those things that are within Him, that testimony that is set forth, that testimony that is set forth carries with it the power to change somebody. Because the intention of a prophecy is to change a place, person, or situation. And that testimony of Jesus releases that power and that authority. Because I came and testified, now all of a sudden Tina can get it and go on with it. Enrique began to testify and say what had happened to him. Now someone else can come into a place of faith and believe. Because we have within us the power of the testimony. The power of the testimony of life. The power of the testimony of the resurrection. The power of the testimony of Him being the way, the truth, and the life. Not only for us, but for all of the world. And once we rejoice in this, when we begin to recognize this, suddenly we make a choice to represent it. And as we do, the power of the testimony comes forth and is released. God is setting a platform. He's setting a platform in you. And it comes out of our choice. See, He's forming new pathways of thought in us. New pathways of thought in us. See, I had a lot of ways of thought before I became in the kingdom of God. And I can tell you, that was a lot of stinking thinking, okay? There was a lot of negativity and a lot of things that didn't work. But, you know, that was what I knew, so that's what I kept doing. We see the same thing so many times in our lives that somebody continues to go around the same mountain over and over and over because they got stuck in a pathway of thought. What God is doing right now is He's breaking forth new pathways of thought. He's bringing forth new pathways of thought. And sometimes, you know, we, being who we are, we resist it. But we got to quit resisting it and realize that new pathway of thought, it might not be familiar to me, but it's something I need to get on. I need to step on the train. Step on the train. Step on the train and let Him roll. Let Him roll. Let Him roll. Let Him roll. Step on the train. Let Him roll. Because see, when you begin to step on that train and you begin to walk with that pathway of thought, we need to step on the train of the new pathway of thought because God is bringing forth life. God is bringing forth life. He's bringing forth a change within us. Not everything that we thought in the past was correct. And that's the thing that we need to begin to look at. And if we begin to look at those things, and we begin to look and say, well, God, what are You doing today? What are You doing today? Because if I know what He's doing today, and I begin to follow after that with all my heart, He's going to change me today. And if He changes me today, I can begin to look a little more like Him. If He changes me today, tomorrow I'm going to look a little better. Tomorrow my life, it doesn't matter where I'm at, tomorrow my life can look a little nicer. Tomorrow my life can look a little more like Christ. Tomorrow my understanding can be a little deeper. Tomorrow my revelation of who God is can be a little closer. And it's not, see, until we begin to understand who Christ is, until we begin to understand who God is, we're going to hang on to those wrong pathways of thought. But the good news is, someone with an experience is never at the mercy of someone with a doctrine. Because see, once you begin to experience who God really is, It doesn't matter what somebody tells you. All of a sudden, you can discern it. I got some texts last night from a young lady who was asking me questions about something that she had been told by a theologian who was telling her about this and God's that. And she's like, this don't settle right. It doesn't settle right because it wasn't true. This guy was painting a God out to be sovereign in a way that was really ugly. And she said, there's something in my spirit that just can't. I've been disturbed ever since we talked about that. And I said, that's because that's not the nature of God. When you violate the nature of God, when your understanding violates the nature of God, then you understand something incorrectly. And it's time for us to begin to know who He is. Because when we know that He's the God of love, when we know He's the God of light, when we begin to know and understand His character and His nature, His righteousness, we can begin to understand what it means to walk in holiness. Not a holiness that's man-made, but a holiness that is stirred out of the very presence of God. Hallelujah. I want to just bring Tina up to welcome her. And she's got a word for us, something stirring in her spirit. And so let's get ready and welcome her now. Hallelujah.
So much, man of God. Hallelujah. We thank God for that preach exhortation this morning. Amen. Amen. I mean, somebody ought to feel stirred already. Come on, somebody. There shouldn't be a sleepy head in here right now. I mean, He's just got me stirred up. This morning, I thank God for the man of God. I was thinking about Pastor Chuck, and I just want to tell him my thoughts of his friendship and his worth. I was thinking that having him in my life is like having a piece of gold in my backyard. But I don't even know that it's there until I begin to dig and want to plant something. And then I find that I had to go the whole time. That's the jewel that sits before us. That's the man of God that is in this house. He is gold to me right now. He's worth something right now. Come on, somebody. I feel the anointing upon that. You better understand who's standing before you, who is the laborers and who are the leaders. And when you find somebody that's worth gold, you've found something. And that's who He is to me. He's like a piece of gold in my backyard that was buried and I didn't even know I had it until I began to dig and plant something there. And I found a Pastor Chuck. Come on and celebrate him for being so kind this morning. So kind this morning. And I thank God for him. Amen. That's who he is. That's what kind of friend he has. I give God praise. He was helping me out of laying a great path this morning for what has been stirring in me for about a week or two. And, it's the creative pathway. It's a way that has already been made. It doesn't matter if you have the machine to pave a road or not. One has already been paved. It doesn't matter if you are an architect and you know how to design a highway to your destiny. A destiny highway have already been placed. And it's something about getting on the right pathway, thinking the right way, and going to the right place. It's something about heading in the right direction. Something about it. It's something about knowing how to get there. It's a great thing when you start taking the journey to do it. It's a great thing when you're headed in the right direction. And I tell you something, it's a bad thing when it's not. And this morning, I believe it's some people that is on a journey that's headed in the right direction. Come on and celebrate right there. I believe that I'm speaking this morning to people that are headed in the right direction. I believe that. I believe that some people have thought about some things and made some good decisions. And now it has opened up a highway, a pathway for you to get to your place. I like the demonstration that he did about the resistance. Like, whoa. Because once again, we try to create our own highways, our own journeys, our own pathways. We try to lay the road out. Don't tell me how to lay my road out. I know how to do it. I know how. This is the way I do it. This is how. This is, you know, when we start talking about it, everybody got a fancy way, ain't it? We got a fancy way to make gravy and a fancy way to make a flour, a fancy way to do everything. We know how to do it because this is the way we do it. But how many know that there's a way that's already been made? How powerful is that? Is that when you choose to journey on the already way? Oh, God, I believe that when you do that, things begin to happen. I believe that that's when the commanded blessing of God is well able to be released. And I'm just going to touch on this and I'm going to leave it alone because I like when he demonstrated the resistance. Because for some reason, sometimes it doesn't feel good to even go the right way. How awkward is that, man of God, that going the right way don't even feel good? Being on the right path, I mean directing the will of God and bumping your head on everything that you can bump your head on along the way. Some people bump their heads all the way to destiny, all the way to purpose. Boop, 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 boop. Ouch. I ain't going to raise my hand, but maybe I'll raise my finger. Come on, somebody. Because you can bump your head even when you're going in the right direction. And that's okay. I give God praise for a destiny, but the resistance have to be lifted. Come on, somebody. Somebody ought to tell the Lord this morning, just lift my resistance. Lift it off. Lift the resistance. See, when the resistance is lifted, that's when I believe the yoke becomes easy. Come on, somebody. Anybody feel like praising him this morning? I believe when you stop moving from side to side, and that's struggling. That don't mean you're doing a dance. Come on, somebody. And I'm not talking about waltzing. I'm not doing a dance part. This is a struggle. Might think you're doing the bump or some kind of dance. No, I ain't doing the dance. I'm struggling. Come on, somebody. When the resistance is lifted, I believe that the yoke is easy. My prayer this morning is for anybody that's sitting in this room that have a resistance about the will of God in your life, that it be lifted. We need to get to where there's no resistance to the hand of God. No resistance to what he wants to do, how he wants to do it, when he wants to do it. If we trust him, we ought to celebrate him. Amen, somebody. That's the truth. You can only say amen because you trust him in that area. You can say ouch when you say, I'm getting there, Pastor. Embrace your place is what I want to speak this morning. Embrace your place. Embrace your place is embracing what he has said about you, what he has said concerning you. We often forget that before the foundation, before the womb experience, there was already a plan for your life. How powerful is that? Before the womb experience, he said, I need a chuck to be in the earth. And a chuck came to earth. Come on, somebody. How powerful is that? It's powerful. But we forget about embracing our place. When we get into a destiny zone in God and get up under the thunders of heaven and move swiftly at his movement, I believe that things begin to happen. Embrace your place. I'm going to go scripture. If you bear with me, I'm going to go scripture, but I just want to put some things while I'm moving in what I'm moving in right now. The Lord has prepared a special place for you. A special place upon the earth that has your name on it. Can't nobody sit in your seat in destiny. Come on, somebody. In purpose, can't nobody wear your name tag. Only you can wear your name tag when it comes to a purpose. Hello, somebody. It's not about a big I and a little you. Only you can do what you can do. Amen. There's not nobody else that can replace you. Oh, my God. There's nobody else that we're going to call for. There's no substitution to the heirs of Christ. We don't substitute in somebody better for somebody. We don't do that because nobody can do what you can do. That's how good God has packed some people that's sitting in this room right now. That there's a special place for you to embrace. Embrace what's in that place, in that journey, on your way. It's things that we don't want to embrace. And that's that resist. We don't, Just because you're going in the right direction don't mean everything looks good. That's the truth. But people have painted, like the doctrine man painted. People can paint that going in the way, the will of God and the right way, everything should be good and fine and dandy. But that's a wrong way of thinking. When Pastor Chuck said, if you're living by the experience of God. When you live by the experience of God, you understand, though I'm doing everything right, something still is going to go wrong. Is there an amen in this house now? And it's the truth. And while we're making this journey to embrace what's happening in the body of Christ, is that there are things happening. What's happening is there's healings going on in the body of Christ. There's healings going on in people's bodies. There's healings going on in people's minds. I'm seeing people set free that I've never seen set free before. I'm seeing people come out of a place that they were in that they never had been out before. When I speak about a deliverance in the body of Christ, people are getting delivered that never thought that they even needed deliverance. Come on, somebody. Hello, somebody. I'm seeing it. I'm a witness of what's happening because something has to happen before you continue the journey. And I believe that these things are happening to the body. The healing, the deliverance, and the restoration is happening to the body. Anybody, is that a body of Christ that's joint heirs in here today that knows somewhere in this, I'm getting healed of something. I'm getting delivered of something. And I'm getting restored of something from the Almighty God. Come on and put your hands together. You ought to feel healed. You ought to feel deliverance. You ought to feel restored. You ought to feel that God gave you something back. You ought to feel good when you get up in the morning. Oh, God. These are the things that are happening because these things must happen to continue this journey. Some people hit a place, and when they hit that place, they can't go no further. Some people journey and journey and journey and journey and just be journeying. They just do their own journey thing. They just on their journey. They just doing their own thing. They just created their own world. But one thing about that creation and that journey, it usually don't allow nobody else to come in. Come on, somebody. Nobody's going to be able to come in and experience the testimony, the power, or the release from your life. But when you take a journey with Christ, don't you know anybody can step in and get set free and delivered just from the spoken word of God? Glory be to God. Healing, deliverance, and restoration in the body. Preparedness for a journey to embrace your place. What's at the embrace place? The commanded blessing. And before I get ahead of myself and speak of Abraham, the commanded blessing. Before I go on, now that I'm in my remembrance, I want to say that there are some things that God has commanded for you to have. Woo! Let me say it again. I think the folks that went to sleep. I said there are some things that God commands for you to have. He can sit and watch you all day and twiddle his fingers and say, I'm not going to get satisfied until I bless you the way I know I'm supposed to bless you. That's the kind of God I serve. I'm not content, Tina, until I see the blessing that I've already commanded for you to have. Somebody say a commanded blessing. That means he commanded to be so. You say, well, this girl, I got that. No, no, no. He commands some things. And he not going to let nothing else happen until that blessing come in your life. I feel that in this house. That he'd say, stop, stop, stop all this. Stop now. Because I can't do nothing until that commanded blessing comes to pass. Somebody say, he makes sure that I'm blessed. Woo, I feel something. He makes sure, Mama Lily, that your well got strength. When he said ain't no strength there, he said, stop everything. Hold it. Wait. I command the strength to be there. A commanded blessing. When you begin to embrace the place and take the journey, you fall into a commanded blessing. So when he see lack, he said, I got to make plenty now. Because she's embracing the place that I put her, even though it don't feel good, it doesn't look good, but the embrace is there. The worship and praise ain't changed. I must command for something to happen in her life. Jesus, because you sold out and everybody left you and nobody stayed with you. And it just seems like everything just don't look like God. But your spirit is saying, this is God. God says, I command the blessing of God. I'm going to show you scripture. In that command blessing, in that embrace a place, things are happening. Number one, new levels of authority. New levels of authority. Why do you need new levels of authority? Because you can get to a place of your embrace place journeying into that you remember what God said. Come on, somebody. I got it in somebody to speak back to God and say, you said, you told me personally. Sometimes nobody got to prophesy to you. You heard it for yourself. Come on, somebody, and give God some praise. You ain't got to go and confirm with nobody what God has told you. You don't have to go and pass. This is write it down. Well, this is what the Lord said. What you do you think this right? You don't have to confirm when God said he's a man that he should not lie. And he said, if I have to, I swear by myself. I stand by myself. When I get ready to bless you, well, God, ain't nobody with me. He said, that's the best place to be. Because when he sees that you are standing with him and let everything else fall down, he said, I command the blessing of God. He started commanding things. I mean, you can get to a place that God is getting ready to command some stuff to happen. You can go so far with God that he's determined to bless you. You can push your heart and that resistance be hitting you, but you ride the waves and ride on in on the glory. And God begins to command the new level of authority to come forth. Why does new level of authority come forth? Because when you get a new level of authority, not only can he command it, you can command it too. Oh, I'm going to preach this thing this morning. I'm going to preach this thing because new level of authority in your life. You don't have to sit and wait for God to say it. Just wait on the Lord to say it. As soon as he say it, it's going to come to pass. But a new level of authority make you look at the enemy in your situation yourself and say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. You begin to say, in this house, we gonna serve the Lord. You begin to command the blessing. I shall be blessed and not cursed. Woo! A new level of authority will come and journey with you in that place. to where you become the one doing the releasing. Some people stay in the waiting room. When he says it, it'll be fine. But I'm telling you about authority. Authority takes charge and begin to speak. And when you're in the right place and you speak the right thing, it comes to pass. It comes to pass. I'm going to say it again. When you're in the right place, in the spirit, in the will, in the way he told you to take, it doesn't matter what you need, whatever you say, it shall come to pass. Embrace the place brings about a new depth and height of unmerited favor. Depth and heights of favor. What are you talking about? I'm talking about that when you take this place, when you choose after the healing and deliverance and restoration, the Spirit swiftly moves you to another place. It automatically, you get healed from cancer. You get healed from a headache. It make you think better the next morning. I'm telling you. You get healed from a depression. I tell you, you'll be able to make somebody else happy the whole time. When you begin to move inside of a healing and a deliverance and a restoration, there is a depth and a height of God's favor. Why should that be on the journey? Because that means that no matter how low you go, favor is there. And no matter how high you go, favor. Favor is there. Doesn't matter. We're moving into a great place of God. Spiritually. Spiritually. Well, it don't look good. I said spiritually. Yeah. If you just come on over to my house for a cup of coffee, I tell you, all the things the devil's doing to me. I said, spiritually, we're headed in a good direction because we're wanting to see a manifestation of healing, deliverance, and restoration. And because of the command blessing is sitting in this house, because there are prayer warriors and leaders that's petitioning unto God for the people of God, it shall come to pass in Jesus' name. What else is happening? The depth and heights of favor I release upon the God's people right now. Because it doesn't matter how low you go, favor is there. I release now. It doesn't matter how high that you go and can't go no more. Favor, I release is there. Thank you, Father. Somebody is receiving it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. These things are happening. The last thing that the Lord put in my spirit, that people are getting ready, and I said it last Thursday maybe, the Lord showed me that the presence of God is resting on the shoulders of his people. When you get God's presence to rest, to sit down on your shoulders, anywhere you take that presence is going to release. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the presence of God released and sitting on your people this morning. Sit down, Father. Thank you right now. Somebody's receiving that right now in the name of Jesus. The presence of God sits on the shoulders. To shows the warfare, the enemy, and the journey. Who's with you? Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. When I see you walking in, but then I see the presence of God sitting on you. I didn't know that you're not by yourself. Somebody else is with you. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. When the presence of God sit on you, sit on your shoulders, and you walk into a place you can possess and have, you can speak and command. And guess what? When you get to that place, you know how to use the authority of God. You want to be crazy and go to the BMW lot and say, I want 5 BMWs parked at my house tonight. Uh-oh, somebody will do that, huh? You know, send me 5 chariots full of gold. Tell the bank that the Lord said I got favor. I need $5,000 at 8 o'clock in the morning. You walk into the bank. Jesus told me to come in the bank. I need to talk to the branch manager. The manager, please. You know, I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. You know, the presence of God sits on me. And I just believe that you're supposed to write me $1 million check today. You know, I just feel that in my spirit. When you get authority, you're going to know how to use it. Because the situation is going to call for the authority from the spirit realm. And when it's used correctly, it'll execute and do what the Spirit of the Lord has sent it to do. Somebody ought to put their hands together and bless the Lord for the presence of God sitting on the shoulders of God's people, walking around with the presence of God. Not only housed on the inside, but I'm telling woozing where it's sitting on the outside. There was a time where there was a capsule and, you just walk conservative and you're spiritual and you're anointed. But I believe the anointing is a ring on the outside now. I believe that the presence of God is in your presence. Come on, somebody. I believe that when I see you, I see Jesus. Come on. That's what I believe. If you got him, the world's supposed to know you have him. Glory be to God. When you got it, everybody around you know it. Woo! How they know it? They ain't gonna crawl up in your spirit and see it. They not gonna sit next to you every Sunday and figure it out. It's resting upon God's people. Not only is it on the inside, somebody say he's on the outside. Some people sit in this room is wearing the presence of God. Wearing it. Woo! God, I feel the anointing. People are wearing jacket, clothes, sweatered down with the presence of God, robed down with righteousness, just sipping, dripping with the blood of Jesus, walking as a stature of the presence of God. Everywhere you go, you shall execute and command the blessing of God, and every enemy shall flee in Jesus' name. Come on and celebrate God, because I feel the anointing. Woo! Things happen when you arrive to your prepared place. Scripture, things happen when you get where you're supposed to be getting to. And in 1 Chronicles, the 15th chapter, my scripture is Genesis, the 11th chapter, and Genesis, the 12th chapter. And in 1 Chronicles, in the 15th chapter, speaks about there was a prepared place always for the Ark of the Covenant. Could nothing happen until the Ark got there? David was a responsible party in stewarding the Ark of the Covenant, getting it where it needs to be. Because when the Ark get there, the presence get there. And when it get there, things begin to happen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Genesis, the 11th chapter. I want to show you something before I take my seat. I want to show you in Genesis, the 11th chapter, the 30th verse. But Sarai was barren. She had no children. That's Genesis, the 11th. She had no children. We know the story. But I'm going to show you a journey that was taken and what happened. In 31, Terah took his son Abram, his grandson Lot, and his daughter-in-law Sarai, his son Abram's wife, and with them he set out from Ur of the Chaldeans to go to Canaan. When they came to Haran, they settled there. So there it is. Abraham's father is supposed to take them somewhere. Get them to Canaan. Supposed to walk the journey. Take the destiny. Pull off the resistance and go on in. Let nothing stop them. Just know God is here. Because their pathway was right. Their journey was right. They were going in the right direction. But the word of God say that Abraham's father settled. Let's settle. Let's stop right here. Cut the lights off and wait for the next service. They settled. They moved. They didn't move in. They weren't aggressive. It didn't seem like he fought and he lost. He got up and fought some more. Became comfortable. And whatever that environment spoke of, that's what he had. Whatever the limit was inside of Haran, that's all he got. Because the place was destined, let's go to Canaan. If you can get there, come on, somebody is going to get there. If you can push some more, if you can journey some more, if you don't settle now and just keep going, it's going to take you to your Canaan. Come on, somebody. It's going to get you where you need to go. How many know that Abraham was stuck in a place that he wasn't supposed to be? How many know that Abraham was in a place that a blessing couldn't come out of? He was the man of God. He was the seed. He was the next generation that was getting ready to come up and have the seed of the nations bow down to him. They were going to be Abraham's seeds. We are the Abraham blessings. We are a covenant until his faith. He had authority. He was friends with God. But how many know he was in the wrong place? And because his father settled, there's probably some settling things in him. But you know what? When you're determined to get somewhere, you'll go. Come on, somebody. You'll listen hard for the thoughts and the words of God and get to where you're going. When you're trying to go somewhere, you'll go and sit down and be peaceable and say, Lord, speak. I want to hear concerning my next place in God. When you're determined, you'll fast and pray. You'll worship. You'll come down and you'll praise God like never before. Because I feel a settle going on, but I know I'm supposed to take a new journey in the spirit. And I need to hear from God, where's the next place that I'd embrace where the commanding blessing is going to be released. Come on and put your hands together for the Lord. Somebody is journeying and somebody is not giving up this morning. They feel this place I'm on my way to, I'm going to embrace the commanded blessing. Genesis, the 12th chapter. Verse number one just says it all. Now the Lord said to Abram. So he spoke him out of a settling situation. Go out from your country, your relatives and your father's household to the land that I will show you. What's going to happen when he get there? Then, only then, somebody say only then, I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. And I will make your name great so that you will exemplify divine blessing. I will bless those who bless you. But the one who treats you lightly, I must curse. He's meaning business with Abraham. And all the families of the earth will bless one another by your name. So what did Abraham do? He left. So Abraham left. Just as the Lord has told him to do. And Lot went with him. He made a journey to a place that God had set before him. There was no more settling. There was no more laying it down and become a part of the environment. Come on, somebody. He's calling us out of the environment now. He's calling us out of the comfort zone now. He's starting to kind of twiddle your toes and twinkle your hair. Come on, somebody. He's kind of giving you the shiver jibbers, jibber jibbers. Like, I got butterflies in my stomachs now. I got butterflies now. We got butterflies because we're being challenged to the next level of God. We're in an expectation, but we're in a mode of unexpected. We're like, what's going on? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? But the power of God is what's happening right about now. And the command blessing is already sitting, standing in the place that God has said, take the journey, make your way on down to the Canaan, come up out of the settled place of Ur and get on past Haran. And when you get there, you're going to journey into Canaan. What happens when you get to Canaan? A command blessing is there. How powerful is a command? I'm not talking about blessings that you got to ask for. I'm talking about stuff he commands. We forget about what he commanded. And we settle for what we ask. Take care to pay all the bills this month, every month, Jesus. Command is different from asking. Because when you get in that place, a command seal of the Holy Spirit begins to take control. And I can't tell you resistance not there because it's there. And I can't tell you no bad days are in there. It's in there. And the word of God speaks of when Abraham got there. You think they're going to go to a land where you just go and camp out. Everything's good. Just go ahead. It's ready for you. It wasn't ready for him. It was work. It was dedication. And most of all, Pastor Chuck, all he had was a word from God. It's back to what have God told you? It's back to what he said to you. It's back to I ain't got to confirm my anointing. Nobody don't have to be justified by the anointing. The anointing justifies the anointing. Glory be to God. The Holy One sticks up for the anointed one. The Kings of Kings speaks on your behalf. Glory be to God. Because God is commanding some things. And I believe that the hands of God is in fury. Fear is, what is God mad about? Fury. It's not that he's mad. He's looking for the command blessing. He's looking for what I said for your life. He's looking for the journey, the path to get back. Get on it. Get healed. Get delivered. Get restored so you can make your journey. It's a reason why Abraham's family was settled. But we don't need to talk about how people settle, do we, woman of God? Settling can happen overnight. It can happen in 1 year. It can happen in 6 months. You can have the intentions of going and never get there. You can have the heart to run on for Jesus. And really, you're walking. You think you're running, but you're walking. There's things that's happening. And I know by way of the Spirit is happening in this church. Now, as you sit into the services, let every individual set his heart, petition the Lord for healing. Come on, somebody. For deliverance. Why is it important? Because you got a journey to make. You got somewhere to go. And can't nobody get there but you. We said earlier, for those that just walked in, can't nobody wear your name tag. Come on, somebody. You're the only one that can wear that name tag in destiny. For purpose, only you can serve that seat. Nobody's going to do it as good as you're going to do it. I feel the anointing, and Father, I thank you right now in my closing for the embrace place where I know by way of the Spirit the command blessing is. I know there is a place that God commands the blessing to appear. But there is a place where there's never a run out. Nor run down. Father, I thank you now. Everybody up under the sound of my voice is going to embrace the place where the command blessing is. And coming out of being settled, we receive healing. We receive deliverance. And we do receive restoration to make the way into our command blessing with you, Father. We thank you now for the word of God. And I thank you now for the people of God. Most of all, I thank you now that it's not the hands of man, but surely it is the hands of God that is resting, moving, and preparing your people. In Jesus' name, amen, and God bless you. Hallelujah. Come on and put those hands together for the Lord.
Hallelujah. Embrace the place where you find yourself at. Because, see, there's something that happens when you begin to embrace where you find yourself at. In the embrace of where God has put you, that you begin to be able to step through and overcome. No matter what that situation, circumstance is, there was a time in my life that I called the wilderness. And, you know, when I began to embrace it, finally after months and months and months and months of struggle, and going, God, why am I here? God, why is this happening? God, why? One morning I just woke up and I said, God, I'm embracing this place. You know, and in less than a month, I was done. After all those months of why, God, why? I began to embrace it and say, Lord, whatever it is you need me to learn here, I want to learn it. And you know what? I rejoice now for that place of the wilderness because the things that I began to see and I began to learn, I've learned about myself. I learned about my situation. I learned about how to take authority. And when I began to learn those things, I suddenly began to know why I was here. And when I began to understand that, I don't necessarily believe God put me there. My choices put me there. But I had to learn how to overcome that. I had to learn how to walk with Him and walk through that. You know, when we don't go through it, when we don't walk out of it, now then we're coming into a place where we just be settled. And you know what? There's a lot of problems in that place where we just settle for something less than what God has promised. Because when we settle for something less than what God's promised, we wind up in a place that's not very good. You know, and what she was talking about in Genesis 11, where Terah wound up in the place called Haran. You know what they did there? In Haran, they worshipped, I believe it was a moon god. Guess what this moon god's name was? Sin. So they settled in a place where we worship sin. You know, that's not God's promise. That was not God's promise. God's destiny for Terah was probably the same destiny He released on Abraham because Terah didn't take it. Terah didn't rise up and walk in what was given to him. So therefore, Abraham got the blessing that was probably supposed to be right on Terah. We can't prove that for sure, but I guarantee that's how God works. He has a destiny. He will get it fulfilled. He will find someone who will walk with Him until it's fulfilled. And it all comes back, like we talked about this morning, it comes back out of that place of choice. Will we go on with God? Will we walk with God? Will we choose to be responsible and obedient to the word that He shows us? And will we begin to call upon His name until it comes to be manifest in our life? Those are the things that we're looking for. That's what God is wanting somebody to grab a hold. I don't intend to let my opportunities slide by. I'm going to grab a hold. It's time to sell out. It's time to sell out. You know, I used to hear this a lot when I was first born again. And I'm selling out for Christ, selling out for God. And they were talking about it every service. It's time to sell out. Because, see, when you do this, you're no longer settling. When we begin to sell out, we're no longer just staying in a place called Haran. We're no longer beginning to worship the place of sin. We can begin to sell out for what God has. We can be sell out for that destiny and that changes generations. God is looking for people. He's looking for people who want to sell out for Him. He's looking for a people who want to look and act and walk in the righteousness. Where the presence of God is tangible just because you showed up. Just because you walked in the room, all of a sudden the presence of God just went poof. And people don't even know what it is, but they'll recognize that something's different. Yes. They may not know what's going on, but they'll recognize something's with this guy. Something's with this girl. I don't know what's going on, but there's something when they show up. Suddenly things just begin to change in my heart. Suddenly I feel convicted. Suddenly I feel where that whole atmosphere, I feel this thing that's really calm and peaceful. Suddenly I feel something that's no longer agitating me, but bringing me peace. Just because someone chooses to walk in the place of God. Hallelujah. As I prayed over the service this morning, I think I know where this is already, but he gave me three words. Leadership, water, and the skin. Leadership is part of who you are. The water is part of what's within and what's stirring. And then the skin is just a word of knowledge. And whoever you are, I want you to stand up, but I think I know who you are. The skin is what's been bothering you. What's been bothering you? Something about your skin. The Father. Lord, just let her have it right now in the name of Jesus. Let healing power flow throughout her body. Let the healing power flow throughout her body. All the excess water, Father, being leaving now in the name of Jesus. All those problems, Father, with the skin leaving now. Father, I speak and release healing over her body. I release that healing virtue now. That healing virtue throughout her systems. Father, that all the excess fluids, all the water, Father, be taken away now in the name of Jesus. And Father, let there be healing virtue deposited everywhere that it was. Release and break the assignment of the enemy now in Jesus' name. We break it off of her now in Jesus' name. Your deposit, Lord. Healing. All the disorder broken now. All the excess fluids leaving now. All the allergic reactions broken. Father, we thank you for your healing virtues. So this one, Lord, we change the direction and we speak, Father, for the retention, the proper retention, Father, so there's no more dryness. And Lord, we just release it. We release it in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 19:3 says this, and the spirit of Egypt shall fail. The spirit of Egypt shall fail. The spirit of bondage that the enemy has held you in shall fail. That's what he's talking about. The spirit of Egypt shall fail. No longer will those things that have held you in bondage have an attraction for you anymore. No longer will those things that have held you in bondage have a hold over you anymore. The spirit of Egypt shall fail. So this morning, we just declare over your finances and over your home that the spirit of Egypt shall fail. That the spirit of Egypt shall fail. Those assignments against your finances are failing now in the name of Jesus. Those assignments against your home and your health are failing now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just declare your word. We stand in your promise. We thank you for what you have given to us, Lord. And we thank you for the goodness of God. Father, we declare and we decree that the spirit of Egypt shall fail. No longer do we have to return to those things of old. No longer do we have to return to the places of bondage, but we can choose, Lord, to follow after you. We rejoice in it. Mr. Chris, God bless you. We love you. We'll see you Sunday. And we've got another service coming in just a moment.